X Mobile.
We're CEF Mobile.
That Andrew. Seems like every time you get on the radio, somebody calls you on the phone, doesn't it?
It'd be that way. My wife watches APRS, and she won't call me most of the time.
I don't even tell my customers about that. Then they'll be trying to figure out where I'm at all the time.
Good thing and a bad thing, because they'd know if you was getting closer to them, so you'd be there. And then they'd know if you was close and you wasn't actually coming that way. They'd be calling you up.
And they're from the run and hide from me.
Have
a good day today.
Oh, not really, but, I mean, it's over now. But we just it's like one audit after the other one, and somebody does something stupid, and they got to write an audit point for it.
In trouble, did they?
Being more work for me.
I got to make sure you got something to do.
Definitely don't have enough.
I guess getting ready to storm where I'm heading.
Started raining a little bit on 85 North, and of course everybody's got to slow down and go 40 miles an hour. They don't know how to drive when the wet stuff's falling.
Riding around on Maypops that are slicker than glass, it's probably a good idea to slow down.
Yeah, you're right.
I still got a bad habit of when I walk up to a car, I'm still looking at it to see what needs to be done. You know, tires are good, wiper blades. Just as a casual walk by, I still look at all that stuff. And some people, I don't see how they ride around on these tires.
I understand that completely. I can't get inside of another vehicle without looking it over and finding all the little gaps and things that are wrong with it and what should have been done better. It's just crazy. It just ruins it for you.
Exactly. You do that for a living, it just becomes habit. You don't even think about it anymore.
How super picky it makes you, because you know the repercussions, or you know what's expected and things like that. And it makes you overly critical after that. And it's just all downhill from there. KO4CEF.
But maybe one day I'll get out of that habit, but I doubt it.
Doubt it. How was work today?
Bad day. You know, it was actually a productive day. My problem, the AC machine I was having a problem with last week. Had to call and fuss at customer service again because they tried to say I didn't call. Well, I've got documentation on my cell phone that says I called and text you. So I had to put them in their place. And lo and behold, they had the machine fixed within about 2 hours.
Call somebody to come fix it or walk you through how to do it?
One of the service technicians, but it wasn't nothing but a loose hose. You could have walked me through that, but the guy on the other end, I don't know what his problem was last week, and then this week he tried to lie about not talking to me and got caught at that. So, needless to say, he's probably not having a good day.
All right. Sometimes it's hard to find good customer service.
Should have been that I called him on his personal cell phone number that he texted me from last week.
Now that's too funny. Then try to deny it. That's hilarious right there.
What's funny, I asked him, I said, you realize I just called your personal cell phone and here you are trying to tell me that I didn't talk to you? Let's try again.
Hard to deny that one.
And then he didn't realize that I was already at the shop where the machine had a problem when he called the customer back and tried it again.
So was it one of the split units that you run the hose and everything to it and the compressor sits outside, it's kind of all in one? But, well, I guess it's not really all in one because it's split up. But those things you hang on the wall?
Setup. It's an AC recovery machine. It does both R134A and the new 1234YZ or YF. and it's got a sense, it's got an identifier in it to say which refrigerant it's dealing with, so it knows which way to switch the valves. Well, the identifier wasn't working. Well, that's because one of the hoses was off, and it was sensing regular air, and it kept saying, I cannot identify. Well, that's all it was.
And I'm surprised they didn't just make the hoses different, but then you'd have to have two sets of hoses coming out of the machine, wouldn't you?
Switch the ends on the hoses, because the cars have different fittings, so there's some switching around you got to do in it, but it gives you the ability to do it with just one machine and two tanks, so, which is a huge cost saving. It cuts the cost of the machine in about in half.
And plus, not having to have two separate machines, or I can see where that would definitely save money and space.
The only bad thing about it is you have to change the tanks depending on which system you're dealing with. So that's the major drawback to it. But like you say, the benefits outweigh the disadvantages, so you just got to go with it.
Yeah, I get that. Shoot, I had to recharge my system a little bit. I probably got a small leak somewhere. God, you hear different stories online. One, they last forever. And another one says you got to recharge the system after so many years. It's like, man, which one's right?
It is, you're going to lose some no matter what, because the way the refrigerant leak detectors work is, you know, depending on how strong it is, like the 1234YF, you want a sensor that's picking up 4 grams per year, that small a leak. So you're always going to be losing a little bit of it.
I think the only thing they do is pressurize the system, and then they, you know, of course they do a sniffer test once they evacuate everything and fill it all back up, but I mean, that's only so accurate, but I mean, it usually catches most of the truly loose connections, but I can see where it wouldn't catch something that's just a, you know, super slow leak that happens over years and years.
Well, where the lines come together, the O-rings there, you got to realize they expand and contract in different temperatures, so you're going to have some leakage by that over time. That's where most of it will come from.
Because most of our lines only have, you know, most of them either just have an O-ring now. They used to have a little plastic cap on top of that, but I think all of them now just move just a solid O-ring against the that mealed air conditioning system part.
Drew, I am across the state line, so if you want to continue on, we're going to switch up to the other repeater, or say 7-3s for now.
I'd say 7-3 to you. I'm about a minute or two from the house, so I'll be pulling in the driveway in just a second. So you be safe on the rest of your trip home, and hopefully we'll holler at you maybe in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your final package.
And CEF, KO4LAO.
We're LAO, KO4CEF. How you doing?
Pretty good, Andrew. This is Jim here. We met out at the Sloan Airport the other day.
I actually remember, which is surprising.
I'm just checking. I had a loose wire in my radio here, and I was just trying to get it all fixed, but it sounds like it's working pretty good.
It is crystal clear on this end.
For the check, and you take care. 73s to you, and we'll talk to you soon. KO4LAO clear on your final.
Have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.